If you would, open your Bibles with me to Matthew 22. Before we do that, I do have a few announcements. Next Saturday is the Women's Day Tea. So I'd like to encourage and invite all of you ladies to join. If you're not sure the time and all that, probably ask Miss Michelle or some of the other ladies that are in here. Miss Lori, Miss Michelle, Miss Connie. Ask all those different ladies. Miss Savannah, Miss Hina. They'll probably help you with that better than me. I do know this. We're going to help set it up. And what a blessing that is. But next Saturday is the Women's Day Tea. I'd like to invite all you ladies to come if you can. It's always a good opportunity to come together in the Lord to be built up in truth and fellowship with other sisters in the Lord. I know it's always encouraging to me. I get to read some of the sheets when Michelle brings them home, and I go, man, that applies to me too, you know. Second one is Praise Night is also next Sunday evening. It is a time where we are remembering the body. That's our theme as we're going into this year, about those that the Lord has called home and their faith and how that encouraged us and still encourages us today in the Lord. Not unlike Hebrews 11, that they would call it the Hall of Fame of Faith, and how their faith encouraged us at different times in our walk. So next Sunday, Praise Night, 6 o'clock here at the church, and communion. So, and then also the VBS sign-up sheet, or the it's not a sign-up sheet. It's a day of technology. The VBS sign-up is now open on the website. And so I'd also like to ask us as a church to join in with us at this time as we're starting to pray about this. In Zechariah chapter 4, he would say, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit alone. And so may the Lord just lead us in this time, and may the Lord's hand be upon it that we would please him, that we would just see different ones come to know the Lord. We would see different families come to know the Lord. And if in fact they are believers, that they would be built up in the Lord. So with that being said, I'm going to have us open to Matthew 22. And there's a few verses I want to share with us today. But before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and call Mr. D up, Mr. Dave Woods, and have him share with us. We have Miss Diane Woods share on teaching this morning. And just how the Lord may lead and different ones serving in that realm. And so James laughed, and I get to call Mr. Dave up. Because if you've ever spent any time with Mr. Dave, I got to work with him in my early parts of my faith. If you got to spend any time and work with him or travel with him or be with him, there's one thing you know is that Mr. Dave is sharing the gospel almost everywhere he goes. And so one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Mr. Dave, and maybe share with us, we know that there's going to be spiritual gifts that God distributes in the body as he desires to build up the body. We understand that. So a part of your heart, we all know evangelism is just what the Lord has placed in you. Yeah. But I'm thinking like the words that go into that. As you think about sharing that gospel, what is it that you think about? What pushes you to do it? What moves you to do it? What's the unction that the Lord begins to use in your life?
I would have to say that... Of course, the Great Commission, it's not up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
It's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm. It's if stewardship.
It's a stewardship as well as an absolute necessity. When I see people in pain, when I see families hurting, mm-hmm. individuals hurting, I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm great.
Right.
But because he's great.
He declares what the answer is.
He is.
And we just believe him.
Amen. And if you truly love someone, if you mm-hmm. truly care about people, mm-hmm. you got to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's going to do any good. It's the only thing that's going to help them.
Right.
I think of a song by Mercy Me mm-hmm. called This So-Called Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through all these different things that we can do. You know, I can build you up when you're down. I can cover your head when life starts to rain. I can breadcrumb the path when you seem to have lost your way. But if all that I do is absent of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
this so-called love
mm-hmm.
is completely in vain.
Amen.
So I can give you a job, maybe. I can put you up in my house if I mm-hmm. have to. Done that too. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, if they're not receiving the gospel, mm-hmm. it's not going to do them any good.
The eternal soul.
Amen.
As I was thinking about you and I, you know, and I was thinking about, Lord, what is it that moves us, you know, to want to speak to different ones that we run into, that God brings us into their path? It made me think of these two verses, and that one in 22, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're careening towards a cliff, you know, and we're riding by people and they're just waving at us, and then we get up on the cliff and I go over that cliff, and I'm going, how come nobody told me there was a cliff coming?
Yeah, when you brought that up, I started thinking about an example that was given to us when I was a kid, that two guys die and they're standing before God.
Mm-hmm.
One's a believer and one's not.
Mm-hmm.
They were friends on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're standing there, the one that wasn't a believer is turned into the one that was and goes, why didn't you tell me?
I was afraid of what you were going to think of me or how you were going to respond.
Yeah. What?
Right.
How can... That's the height of selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Or fear.
Well, that's selfish, right.
Rooted in fear, self-preservation.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And so, but it made me think of you, and I said, I got to call Mr. Dave up and just have him share a part of... It really is loving your neighbor as yourself.
I am nobody special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I've been commissioned to do by mm-hmm. our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it that well.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been, by the mercy and grace of God, a few people that have stuck around afterwards.
I think you've worked in some of their houses and invited them, haven't you? So often, like I said, being a plumber was my cover.
Yeah.
Christians.
Right.
Cabinetry is your cover.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
But you're a Christian being sent out into the world, and God
goes,
I'm
always hunting, always looking.
We're going to talk about fishing in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And so you and I will talk about that. What are we looking for? But if you've ever spent time with Mr. Dave, and you realize the Lord has just given him that heart of evangelism, the spiritual gift of evangelism. And so Scripture would tell us, I've given some as evangelists, some as teachers, some as pastors, to equip the body, to encourage us to say, okay, Lord, I need to be sharing the gospel too. Give me the boldness to do it. I know I need to. And that's what was coming back out of you saying it too. It was really an act of obedience. And that's one of the things we talked about Wednesday night. It really is about me just obeying God. And because that's who I want to please. That's who I want to serve, is God. You almost don't even really... you do think about the people in front of you. But the first and foremost priority is I want to obey my dad.
Right.
And I want to be a part of what my dad's doing here. I want to be a part of his work. And so we get to do that. It's take your kid to work day every day with the Lord. So I want to read to you Matthew 22, and verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, not surprised, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And I love just the wisdom of the Lord that he would give this to us. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And even that very first, you know, that first statement he's given us, that first commandment, this is the great and foremost commandment. As I read that, I go, oh Lord, self-inventory, prayer and pursuit, Lord, because if that one's not in check, the other ones don't fall in check. And so, as we were talking about, first I'm obeying God. You know, because I love him, I want to share his gospel. And then it comes into 38. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. So, for instance, I'm going to give you an example. Michelle and I were downtown, and we had the boys with us. This is when they were young. And we were downtown driving. And you know downtown Jacksonville, I don't know other cities, but there's a lot of one-way roads. And so I was going, and I went to go turn on this road. And this fellow in a suit and a briefcase, he come running up to the car. And I'm turning. I'm like, what's wrong with that weirdo? And I'm looking at Michelle. I'm like, And Michelle goes, honey, you're going the wrong way. That man was trying to warn you. So I felt about that big. Now, imagine if they're coming off 95 right there on Bay Street, 45, 50 miles an hour, and I'm going the wrong way with my kids in the back. And praise the Lord for that guy as this example, that he was willing not to worry about looking weird. He was more concerned about me and my family in the car than he was about how he looked. So may the encouragement be that I love my neighbor as myself, that I love God first and foremost. As a Christian, I want to love the Lord. Lord, forgive me for all those just silly sins. And then the ones that I don't even know of. And keep me on the right path, Lord. And that I would love my neighbor as myself, not worrying about how they would see me or perceive me or what they would even think about me. That I would love my neighbor, that if in fact I was going the wrong way and putting my whole family in danger and my own life in danger, that someone would love me enough to say, Josh, you're going the wrong way, son, and you're going to kill your whole family. So may we begin to share that gospel and let them know, listen, there's a God who loves you. He cares about you. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross. And God called him out of that tomb on that third day to conquer death. And we don't got to worry about that anymore. But it is an opportunity to share that there's a God who loves you. He wants good for you. He wants you to turn to him, have a relationship with him, and receive his son, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of all your sin. Would you like to make a decision today? And we may not always get that far in it, but may we start thinking this way and tilling the field and building the bridge to hopefully move to that spot where God would open a door where we can share that message. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, you give us your word. And as Mr. D said, you called us in the Great Commission to go therefore and make disciples, to share your gospel. You told us in Mark, go preach the gospel. And so, Lord, may we do that. May we share the gospel, not in a belligerent way, because that we think we're better, as Mr. D said. Lord, we understand Paul says, you call the weak and the foolish things to confound the wise. Lord, we know full well that it was all your grace that saved us. That we understand, Lord, that we are but dust, but you've given us this treasure in earthen vessels to go share with the community that you've placed us around. So, Lord, with that being said, just begin to solidify in our hearts that, Lord, we just want to obey you. You've called us to go share this gospel, to do it with wisdom and to do it with love. Give us the words to say. Lord, give us the boldness that we need. Maybe it's the checkout lady at the Publix. Maybe it's our neighbor next door. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a family member. But Lord, I believe that in every believer, you've given us your spirit, that you tell us that he'll be in us and he'll be with us. And that as you start to stir our heart, that Lord, that we would have the boldness to just obey you and say something like maybe this. You know, I got to tell you, the Lord's stirring my heart right now to speak to you. How's things going? God's putting it on my heart to ask you how you're doing today. Lord, may we just start with that, and then may we watch how you open the floodgates to share the gospel and minister to the community that you placed us in. In Jesus' name, amen.